Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome you to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, May 20th, 2013. And if you'll rise, we'll begin with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver.
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you asking that you keep us all in your loving arms and give us the wisdom we need to run this county in the right direction. Lord, we ask that you not only do it for this court, but every elected individual in our county. Lord, we ask that you keep all those individuals that have loved ones away fighting this war, maintain the civil communities that we have. These we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to approve specifications for invitation for bids for automobile rental concessions at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item B is considering possibly approve amendment number one to contract for a term contract for pest control for Jefferson County. The amendment is going to add a quarterly treatment for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department Narcotics Division located at the Hangar Drive and out at the airport in the amount of $55 quarterly. Item C is to consider and approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code section 263.152A4 by donating it to a charitable organization. In this case, it's Goodwill Industries. And item D is to consider and approve the disposal of scrap metal materials that will be transported to a metal salvage facility and there will be sold for whatever price they might command. Do we have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second. Been moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Next, under Commissioner's Court, we have one item, which is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Motorcycle Safety and Awareness Month for May of 2013. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and I understand that Ms. Teresa, are you a representative of the Motorcycle Awareness Safety Awareness Group? Would you like to come up to the podium, ma'am, and I'll read this proclamation. It says, whereas today's society is finding more citizens involved in motorcycling on the roads of our country, and whereas motorcyclists are roughly unprotected and much more likely to be injured or killed in a crash than other vehicle drivers, and whereas campaigns have helped inform riders and motorists alike on motorcycle safety issues to reduce motorcycle-related risk, injuries, and most of all fatalities through comprehensive approaches to motorcycle safety, and whereas it is the responsibility of all who put themselves behind the wheel to become aware of motorcyclists, regarding them with the same respect as any other vehicle traveling the highways of this country, and whereas urging all of our community to become aware of the inherent danger involved in operating a motorcycle and giving the operator the respect on the road they deserve. Now, therefore, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim the month of May 2013 as Motorcycle Safety and Awareness Month in Jefferson County. And we urge all citizens to remain aware of motorcyclists and afford them the courtesies that they deserve while utilizing our roadways. Is there anything you'd like to say, ma'am?
Yes, I'd like to thank the court for doing this and doing their part to make May Motorcycle Safety and Awareness Month. The National Highway Traffic Safety Association estimates that in most motorcycle crashes, 80% of the time, the motorcyclist either A, not at fault or less at fault than the vehicle that's also involved in it. And that Texas Department of Transportation has also designated May as Motorcycle Safety and Awareness Month. They choose May because this is typically the month that more and more motorcyclists are getting out on the road after cold winters. And that as of 2006, latest available through them, there were 781,303 licensed motorcycle operators on the road. And as a 20-year rider myself, there's been lots and lots of times I've had close calls with motors, I mean with trucks and cars and things like that through no fault of my own, but more and more people are becoming aware of motorcyclists. We urge our riders at our monthly meetings to be more aware of their surroundings, stay out of blind spots, wear brighter clothing, things like that. Just be more aware of cars. But we can only do so much. So therefore, we really appreciate the court's effort to try and make other people aware of us on the road.
What was that number, 187,000?
781,303. And that was in 06.
Wow.
So.
Well, I went out to work on my deer lease this weekend, and I think every one of them were at Cooper's Barbecue in Llano this weekend.
Yeah, well, there were a bunch there, yes.
We certainly celebrate your efforts to promote motorcycle awareness, and we're happy to do anything that we can to help you get that message out.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you for being here. All right. Under County Auditor, item A is to consider an approved budget transfer for the tax office to purchase currency counter machines for the Port Arthur and Mid-County offices in the amount of $6,000. Item B is to consider an approved budget amendment for human resources and risk management for replacement of computers. Looks like it totals $8,880. And item C is regular county bills, check numbers 380153 through 380421. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
Move.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under county clerk, item A is to consider and possibly approve an order canvassing the results of the May 11, 2013 creation of the Emergency Services District Number 4 election in accordance with the Election Code Section 67.003. Do I have a motion on that canvass?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Next, under County Treasurer, item A is to receive and file the investment schedule for April 2013, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion on that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and this is, for us is even a short agenda. And the last item on the agenda is item A under District Attorney for the announcement of an executive closed session to discuss pending litigations authorized by Section 551.071 of the Government Code, specifically referencing the case of Bingham versus Jefferson County. So we'll give the
Judge, before you close out, I want to bring it to the attention of the public. There is a possibility of reopening the study to consolidate our postal services here in Jefferson County, with potentially the mail portion of that with Harris County, North Houston Processing Distribution Center. I would hope and pray that every member of our community realize the importance of having the postal here, and to make it a point to send a letter in, call our congressmen, and make sure that it's noted that we need it here. We're talking about not only the processing of mail, but also jobs in our community, and that's very important. Without a doubt, I think that it's important enough for us all to prepare a letter and forward to them to let them know the importance of it maintaining it in this community. Thank you.
Also, next Monday is Memorial Day, which is a holiday, and I think we do have some items that we need to talk about next week, so how about next Tuesday? Is it okay with everyone? Okay, the next Commissioner's Court meeting will be Tuesday, May 28th at 1:30 p.m. And that is all. We are adjourned into a closed session. Thank you for being here.